Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Emma Ryan with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the parish priest of Creaseless says last month's tragedy is still very low for locals. Gardaí at Ballyshannon are appealing to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 79-year-old Seamus McNulty. The leader of the SDLP has called for efforts to re-establish how many homes in the north are impacted by mica. And concerns have been raised that some of the healthcare staff in Letterkenny University Hospital will not get their COVID bonus until the new year. We'll have those stories to follow in full. And at around 5:15, Oisin Kelly will be here with the latest in sport. But next in news. The parish priest of Creaseless says last month's tragedy is still very raw for locals. Today marks exactly 1 month since 10 people lost their lives in an explosion at the village shop and petrol station. Garda investigations into the cause of the blast are continuing. The scene is still preserved while the main road through the village remains closed. Father John Joe Duffy says there is still a numbness in the area as the community still tries to come to terms with what happened.
It seems nowhere near like a month since we were there. There's something I can't really put a word on it, but there is a numbness still there. There is just shock, and there is a question, did this really happen to us? And we're all too aware that it has happened, and the pain is there, and it's just difficult. It's very difficult. There's not an hour that people, or a minute indeed for some people, that they're not thinking about what has happened and stopping and thinking about it. And there's months mind masses that have, one has already taken place and others will take place through the coming weeks. And again, I appeal for privacy and space for the families and indeed the community. I suppose the reality of what we're trying to do as a community is to try and cope with the terrible loss that we are experiencing in this community, the terrible tragedy, the darkest and the saddest tragedy that this community has ever faced.
Gardaí at Ballyshannon are appealing to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 79-year-old Seamus McNulty, who is missing from Bundoran since the 2nd of November. Seamus McNulty was last seen at approximately 5:05 p.m. last Wednesday evening, leaving a hotel in Bundoran. He is described as approximately 5'7" in height, of slim build, with brown hair and blue eyes. When last seen, he was wearing a 3/4-length hooded duffel coat, grey trousers and black trainers or shoes. He was also wearing glasses. A report with photographs of Seamus is available on our website at highlandradio.com. Concerns have been raised that some of the healthcare staff in Letterkenny University Hospital will not get their COVID bonuses until the new year. A number of agency healthcare staff, including HSE staff and those working in nursing homes, residential care facilities and home helps, have not yet received their €1,000 bonus for working through the COVID-19 pandemic. The department have said all HSE staff have been paid, but it is believed that some agency staff may still be waiting on the payment. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says the HSE have hired a private sector company to provide the payment, but they have not yet started work. Deputy Pringle says it appears they are trying to hold out on making the payment until the new year.
The HSE are the people who are in the know. They seem to have kicked the touch in relation to it and saying that they have to get a private sector help to actually help them pay this system.
But they did that. That's going back 6 weeks, 2 months ago that they paid extra.
It seems that they haven't even started work yet.
Right, okay.
And apparently, under contracted arrangements and stuff like that, they have to give a certain length of time after the contract's awarded before they can start work, which it should be now anyway. It seems to me that they're basically wanting to try tide it over into a new year, a new financial year, and that it won't put the deficit too high this year, so therefore in the next financial year it won't look as bad. That seems to be what they're trying to do at this stage. I mean, I find it hard to believe that the HSE needs outside help to actually do this. I mean, there are people who are working in the health services. Indeed, from an email I got over the weekend, there's actually people working in Letterkenny Hospital who seem to be included in this. And I'm just assuming that they're probably agency staff working in the HSE. Surely the HSE.
The leader of the SDLP has called for efforts to establish how many homes in the north are impacted by mica. It comes after a Derry family have revealed their home as one of the first confirmed cases of mica in the north. SDLP leader Colm Eastwood expressed concerns that other homes in border areas could contain the mineral and said proper redress must be provided to those affected. He says the news that mica has been detected in Derry will cause concern for many homeowners, and the SDLP will support the Rafferty family and anyone else affected as they have with those with homes in Donegal. The CAO of the Saoilte Hospital Group says the appointment of a senior manager to oversee governance at Letterkenny University Hospital will help ensure that management and communication are as good as they can be, both within the hospital and between the hospital and Saoilte. A review involving the Saoilte executive and senior management at LUH began in the spring, with hospital manager Sean Murphy saying it was not just about governance, it is ultimately about ensuring that the hospital is best placed to deliver the highest quality care to the people of Donegal. Saoilte CAO Tony Canavan told Highland Radio News today that the appointment of a senior management by Christmas represents a major step towards achieving that aim.
We've been working hard over the last 6 to 8 months with EY to come up with a plan to make sure that we're developing the governance and communication structures both within the hospital and between the hospital and the Saoilte group. I suppose the purpose of that is to make sure that, you know, the process of communication, the process of management within the hospital and, as I say, between the hospital and the group are as good as they can be. Appointing a senior manager is about making sure that we have enough support in place over the next 12 months so that those recommendations can be implemented while the hospital, of course, which will be extremely busy over that time, continues to function.
There had been specific issues in Gynae which have been addressed through a report, and measures to address those issues are in place at the moment. Does this go beyond that, or has this decision been part inspired by those Gynae issues?
It has been certainly inspired, if that's the right word, by the issues that were first uncovered in the Gynae service, for sure. But it does go beyond that. So what we've done is we've taken a whole hospital approach, but also the interaction, as I say, between the hospital and the Saoilte group. So it's not just about what's happening within Letterkenny, but also how, as a hospital group, we work with the hospital to ensure that the services that we provide are as safe as they can be.
Is this a suggestion that there had been issues between LUH and Saoilte, and as a result, the efficiency of the hospital may have been compromised?
I think it's fair to say that all hospitals have these types of issues. They're very complex structures that operate on a 24-hour, 7-day basis. So issues of governance, issues of communications always arise within hospitals. The mistake would be if we turned a blind eye to that or put our heads in the sand and said there aren't any problems here, nothing to see here. We're not doing that. We're saying that we're recognising these issues front on and addressing them. I think that's a good and an appropriate approach.
One vehicle was seized and four drivers arrested for suspected drink or drug driving in Inishowen over the weekend. On Saturday night, Buncrana Roads Police and Unit assisted with a multi-agency operation in the Carndonagh area alongside Revenue and Customs and the RSA. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
Four drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, one drug driving and three drink driving. One vehicle was seized by Gardaí as the front brakes were excessively worn and were considered to be dangerously defective. A rear tyre on another vehicle was discovered to be below the 1.6 millimetre legal minimum tread depth. A fixed charge penalty notice was issued. Gardaí and Donegal are urging motorists to never get behind the wheel of any vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and or drug.
Castle yesterday. Well, the season has come to an end for Finn Harps, and it ended with yet another defeat, going down 2-0 against Drogheda United last night in Drogheda. Ollie Horgan has been at the helm of Harps for the past 9 years. The next step in the direction of the club is due to take place today when Horgan is set to meet Finn Harps chairman Ian Harkin. The Harps boss says he doesn't intend to walk away.
I have no idea what the club want to do. I'll put it this way to you, a year ago I walked away and the board asked me to stay and do another year, which I did. Tough year, very tough year on and off the pitch. I probably learned more this year than I learned in the previous 8 years, but let's see what the chairman wants to do. I certainly won't be staying where I'm not wanted, and I certainly won't be walking away if I am.
Derry City's Asado Diallo will miss next weekend's FA Cup final against Shelburne. The midfielder was sent off in last night's SSER Trusty League Premier Division loss to Dundalk at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. The visitors won the game 1-0, and they also finished with 10 men following the dismissal of Robbie McCourt. One game in the Premier Division of the Donegal Junior League tonight, Bunnygee United up against Fannage United. That one's kicking off at the Dry Arch Park at 8 o'clock this evening. In horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall was crowned Irish Flat Champion Apprentice Jockey for a second successive year at the weekend. There's a bright future ahead for the Donegal jockey, who now moves out of the apprentice ranks.
We're in the big boys now, I suppose, so we just have to keep improving and keep getting better. It's a very competitive weigh room. The best riders around the world is in there, so it's very tough, but I've got a good team behind me, and Joseph is very supportive, and I'm very grateful for them all, and it wouldn't be possible without them all.
In Gaelic games, the action for the North West clubs is very much focused on Ulster competitions now. There was success at junior level for both Letterkenny Gaels on the football front and Setanta on the hurling front yesterday, as they both advanced to their respective semi-finals. There'll be more talk on those games, plus previewing the action coming up this weekend, including Niamh Connell's tie with Carrigan on the DL debate tonight with Brendan Devaney. The guests are match analyst Gary McDeed and Irish News GA writer Brendan Crossan. That's the DL debate tonight after the 7 o'clock news. In golf, Seamus Power is up to 29th in the latest world rankings. The Waterford man finished in a tie for third at the Worldwide Technology Championship last night, stateside. And finally, the Donegal Sports Star Committee is asking sporting bodies to submit nominations for the 2022 awards by the deadline of Friday, the 25th of November. Nominations can be made online by going to DonegalSportsStarAwards.ie, or you can post them to the Donegal Sports Star Awards, care of the Post Office, Remelton, Letterkenny. Shortlisting may apply in regard to nominations that are submitted. The 47th Donegal Sports Star Awards function will take place on Friday, the 27th of January, in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. That's your sport, Emma.
Thanks, Oisin, and a return to news now. Almost 9 in 10 people with long COVID haven't fully recovered. A new study from the research lab in UCC said prolonged symptoms are affecting their quality of life. 16% of those involved in the study said they weren't able to work with their symptoms. Jack Lambert of the UCD Study of Medicine says it's hard to detect proof of long COVID.
For the people getting long COVID and having problems with the visual smell and taste, that's the cranial nerves coming out of the brain. But it doesn't show up in the x-rays. They just have loss of smell, loss of taste. You know, it's a neurological problem. There are special scans called PET scans that have been used in research studies, and the PET scans of the brain are shown abnormalities, but you don't need scans.
And finally, the Taoiseach has said Ireland can't continue with business as usual when it comes to climate change. Micheál Martin is in Egypt for COP27, where he'll give a national address tomorrow afternoon. More than 120 world leaders have gathered, with richer countries being urged to do more to finance a climate recovery. Micheál Martin says he wants the conference to focus on practical targets, particularly in terms of offshore wind energy.
In the Irish context, that would mean for me, for example, the target we have in terms of offshore wind, the 80% of electricity generation by 2030, we need to move on that, accelerate it. We are, and the auctions will be coming in terms of the first phase of that. So that is a key, realistic, tangible project that we could pull off.
To weather now, summary in this evening with winds, highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. And a look back on today's headlines. The parish priest of Creaseless says the last month's tragedy is still very raw for locals. Today marks exactly 1 month since 10 people lost their lives in an explosion at the village shop and petrol station. Gardaí investigations into the cause of the blast are continuing. The scene is still preserved, while the main road through the village remains closed. Gardaí in Ballyshannon are appealing to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 79-year-old Seamus McNulty, who is missing from Bundoran since November 2nd. Seamus McNulty was last seen at approximately 5:05 p.m. last Wednesday evening, leaving a hotel in Bundoran. He is described as approximately 5'7" in height, of slim build, with brown hair and blue eyes. When last seen, he was wearing a three-quarter length hooded duffel coat, grey trousers and black trainers or shoes. A full report on that story with a photograph of Seamus is available on our website at highlandradio.com. Concerns have been raised that some of the healthcare staff in Letterkenny University Hospital will not get their COVID bonus payment until the new year. A number of agency healthcare staff, including HSC staff and those working in nursing home, residential care facilities and home helps, have not yet received their €1,000 bonus for working throughout the COVID pandemic. The department says all HSC staff have been paid, but it is believed that some agency staff may still be waiting on the payment. And the leader of the SDLP has called for efforts to establish how many homes in the north are impacted by mica. It comes after a dairy family revealed their home is one of the first confirmed cases of mica in the north. SDLP leader Colm S. Eastwood expressed concerns that some other houses in the border areas could contain the minerals and said proper redress must be provided for those affected. That's the main evening news. This will be available at this evening as a podcast on our website at highlandradio.com, and we'll be back with the headlines again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. Obituary notices for Monday evening, November 7th. The death has taken place of Patrick Doherty, Buncrana and Derry. Removal will take place from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, at 8 p.m. this evening, going to his late residence, 6 Heron Walk, Ardraven, Buncrana. Funeral leaving there at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. with interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallin. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Brendan Sheil, Bellalt, Castle Finn. Brendan's remains will arrive at St Patrick's Church Crossroads, Killigordon, tomorrow at approximately 3 p.m. to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. The death has occurred of Margaret Evelyn Kelly, née Norris, originally of Tranmone, Lee Cammy, Inishowen. Celebration of Maggie's life will take place at All Souls Church, Elmwood Avenue, Belfast, on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Private cremation service to take place next week. Donation in lieu of flowers suggested to Macmillan Cancer Support. The death has occurred of Paddy Timoney, Gort Ness, Clochan, Donegal. Patrick's remains will repose at his home from 7 p.m. today, with removal tomorrow evening at 6:15 p.m. to Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, for reception prayers. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Sheish O'Neill Cemetery, Balbuffet. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Celia McConaghley, Corrie, Portsalin. Celia's remains are reposing at her late residence, with removal from there at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church Massmount, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 8 p.m. both nights, with family time only, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Fanna Volte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flyers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Maureen Melly, née McCrory, formerly of Orchard Street, Strabane. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with removal at 9:30 a.m. to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Brian Cairns, 11, Drumowen Park, Claddy. Brian's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home tomorrow morning at 11:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Donnylip. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. the death has taken place of Patricia Doherty, Oregon, New Road, Carindonagh. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carindonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flyers only. Donations in lieu to the Carindonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Danny Dan Bennis, 32, Willowbrook, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. Danny's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m, followed by removal to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, with private cremation to take place later. The Requiem Mass can be viewed online via the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube page. Family flyers only, please. Donations in lieu of flyers, if desired, to the Society of St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. House private, please. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, Clark, 22, Ashbrook, Letterkenny, and formerly of Desert Egney, Buncrana. Hugh's remains will repose at the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Egney, arriving at approximately 5:45 p.m. this evening to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of Eddie Kelly, Glen to Skirt, Glen Gad, Malin. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, Malin, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. House private to family only on the morning of the funeral. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.